Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Mino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trayvon Edwards, John Gervais, Jason Madison. Got a great show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/CountTheDings. That's where you go to get the extra content. Get those Cinephobe watch-alongs, the rewatchingtons. Get those Cinephobe special edition episodes. Get the OG podcast, new and improved. You've got Waz and Zach on Wednesdays, the Zosny podcast. You've got Trey and Tom on Mondays, the Coming Home podcast. You talk basketball, we talk culture, we talk life. You don't want to miss it. It's all the makings of a great true hoop style podcast. We've been in it. You get special guests like myself coming up. Everyone's on it. Don't miss out on that. The watch-alongs on NBA games, we're bringing those back. We're going to be watching some of the early game, some of the late game. Make sure you're locked in for all of that and so much more. The Discord, I can't forget about that. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. Make sure you're getting it. All right.
On a more warmer side, rest in peace, Carl Weathers. Go stream most of his classics, if you're not familiar with that legend. Mm-hmm. Well, condolences to him and his family. New York Post, bro, we're taking a rough 4 days into February, bro. The New York Post, again, media. What's up with the media, bro? Talking about ginger ale, stop drinking it for an upset stomach. I went and did a deeper dive, bro. And they saying that the reason why they want us to stop, it's my grandma rolling in her grave right now. The reason why they want us to stop is because the soda companies have removed actual ginger from the soda, which they used to be. And now it carries 30 grams of sugar, which is true.
Not all of them. Not all of them,
not,
by the way.
Not well, all
the
sugar, of them. Not
the sugar
all
part,
them.
Yes. But the ginger part, not all of them.
So used as a remedy for tummy trouble since forever, with plenty of modern research to prove that, you know, but the spice was actually removed because people complained about it. And I feel that way when I have ginger beer, because I don't really fuck with ginger beer like that, but I fuck with ginger ale, right? But what they're saying in this article is that too much sugar could trigger inflammation and may increase bloating and gas, which could further irritate your stomach. Now, us Black people, we think, oh, if you got indigestion, it's that and the third, you drink some ginger ale, you're going to burp, you're going to do what you need to do, and you're going to feel better, which I still feel to this top, to this thing. But I know I'm one of them type of niggas that say, I don't drink soda, but we'll order a fucking ginger ale. You know what I mean? And that's real. So we got to be mindful of that. I know people don't want to hear that shit. But yes, there's hella sugar, and sugar is one of the things that defeats Black people.
Which ones are the ones that have ginger in it?
I think Canada Dry has actual ginger.
Yes.
In it.
Yeah, I get.
That's all I drink anyway.
I just finished my no sugar for the month of January, for that very reason.
Nigga, that's why you got COVID, nigga. nigga, the sugar was gonna fight it off.
Right. Because I know how bad sugar is for us as Black people, Black men, specifically. I did have ketchup up until the 17th. But yeah, if y'all can, you know what I'm saying, listeners, panel, if y'all could try to kick a lot, at least like processed sugar, I think. You know, I'm just on the health, being more mindful of health. You know what I'm saying?
Me too, bro. Like that. Me too.
I don't know if you want to wait to the end to do the other part, but
nah, you can segue. Go for it.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I was having, and this whole thing, this has been probably January's probably the craziest month of my life, like health wise. I mean, not even probably, definitely was, and so. End of December, I have basically, I've been having some stomach issues for a while, you know what I'm saying? For some years, my stomach was just never feeling normal. You know what I'm saying? It was always kind of like discomfort or whatever. So, and this may be TMI for whatever, but I think it's important to share. So towards the end of December, I had some blood in my stool, you know, and like, that was something that I had, that was the scariest thing that I ever experienced in my life, like just in terms of bodily functions. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? You know? And so the shit happened like a few times. I was scared to go to the doctor. Of course, like you don't ever want to talk to anybody about that or tell anybody, because it's like very embarrassing and very sensitive, right? Even now it's kind of like crazy to say it out loud. So then, like, after a while, honestly, I still didn't want to go to the doctor. To truth be told, what happened was
you didn't want to go to the doctor?
No. Truth be told,
shit.
Bro.
I see that shit. I'm out.
Bro, truth be told, what happened was I actually stuck a Q-tip in my ear. I thought the Q-tip came off in my ear. And I was like, oh, shit. And I couldn't get it out. And I was like, damn, I have to go to the doctor to get this Q-tip out of my ear.
No, come on. That's why you went to the doctor.
I promise you, I swear to God, just to be completely honest with everybody. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I went. I went to urgent care. I was like, yo, I think I got a Q-tip in my ear, blah, blah, blah. They actually looked at my ear. They're like, there's no Q-tip in there. I was like, y'all sure? They're like, yeah. They're like, did you look? I'm like, yeah, I have the Q-tip here. Like, there's no cotton on the end. I don't know what the fuck happened. So they're like, no, there's no Q-tip. All right, for sure. They're like, is that it? I was like, well, actually. And so then they're like, hold on, nigga. Like, what you mean? So I'm like, yeah. So then they do like a preliminary check in urgent care. Like, they bring the doctor in, they do this whole shit, do a preliminary check in urgent care. They're like, well, it doesn't look like hemorrhoids, but we don't know what it is. It could be hemorrhoids, it could be nothing, it could be cancer. The doctor literally says this to me, like, it could be cancer.
Niggas hitting you with the WebMD.
And so when a doctor tells you it could be cancer, that's like the scariest shit you could probably ever hear.
Echoing in your brain, like, cancer.
In your life, dog. And so he's like, yeah, we'll have to recommend you to get a colonoscopy to like really find out if it is. So I was like, all right, for sure. So, and then like all the nurses have like another level of concern when talking to you. They're whispering to the other people. Not, you know what I'm saying? Because when it's the Q-tip, they're like, yeah, he just needs a Q-tip thing. Yeah, come on. And then like when this shit, they're like, yeah, he's got to get it. Like everybody's like whispering. I'm like, oh shit, this is real.
There go the Q-tip nigga.
Yeah, this is real. So, so went through the whole month, you know what I'm saying? And then like, I'm still dealing with the stomach issue. So after I quit sugar, I changed my whole diet up. You know what I'm saying? I stopped eating fried food. I stopped just eating a lot of bad shit. Stopped eating late at night. Just tried to do the best I could do. You know what I'm saying? Ate more fruit, ate more vegetables. And I was still having the issue. And it wasn't as bad, but it was just like, damn, like, this really might be motherfucking cancer. This might be it. Might be out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas start thinking about their life. Like, the whole shit. You really, like, start taking stock of wanted to do.
Man, I ain't fuck Jenny from
Man, I didn't get $1 million. I didn't make my movie. I didn't do, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the shit that I wanted to do, man. Like, fuck, is this it? Like the whole shit. And yeah, like whatever the bitches, the whole nine. So go through that. Then niggas gets COVID in the middle before I get the colonoscopy. So they put you out during the colonoscopy. They put you under. They give you anesthesia. So I just got over COVID. But when they called, they're like, oh, yeah, if you've had like COVID within the last 30 days, like, you got to let us know, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't because I didn't want to reschedule. But right. At the back of my mind, I'm like,
this nigga putting the whole goddamn shit at risk.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, are they saying this because if they give you anesthesia and you have COVID, like, this you might stop breathing, like, and I just might not wake up. Like, I'm double nervous. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck. Like, this is the worst possible confluence of events. You know what I'm saying? Happening all at once. So I end up not telling them. Ended up being fine. But then the prep for the colonoscopy. Okay, so they give you this here. Let me show you.
Oh, we got a show and tell.
Oh, damn. What the hell is that?
What is that? Oil? Yeah. Castor oil, nigga?
No. It's called
vegetable oil.
They lube it up. They got to lube up.
It's called Gavilite C. And so basically it's polyethylene glycol 3350.
What's it for, nigga?
It's to clean you out, nigga. So it's
you gotta drink that whole shit.
So it's this much of just like whatever the solution is, and then you
fill the rest with water,
and then you fill it up with water. And so you have from like basically like 12 hours to like finish the whole thing.
Right.
What's it taste like?
Niggas is so funny, man. We're so immature, even when niggas talk about some real shit. We can't do it.
So,
said, what's it taste like?
It tastes bad, bro. It tastes like some motherfucking, like some white powder, you know. And they give you like a little lemon packet to put in it to make it the taste better. But that shit don't really help, nigga. So it's like,
and you got it, and that's all you can have, like.
That's so you shouldn't eat you can't eat the day before at all. The day before that, they're like, don't eat nothing crazy. And they're like, the week leading up, like, try to be mindful. But the day before, you can't eat nothing at all. You can have Jell-O. That's it. And then, yeah, bro. So when you start, as soon as you start drinking that shit, dog, it's, you're getting flushed the fuck out. And by the time you get to, like, I started at 6. By the time you're at 8 o'clock, it's just water. It's just, and it's every 5-10 minutes.
Oh,
like,
my God. Oh,
yeah. Yo, what if I, yo, yeah. What if a nigga just said, yo, I'm not drinking that shit?
Well, you can't, they won't be able to see. They won't be able to see nothing. And
they gotta put the fucking camera in there.
Yeah.
If the camera's running into shit left and right,
yeah,
because you ain't feel like drinking.
They gonna wake your ass up and be like, "Nigga, get the fuck out of here."
Now you just got a camera shoved up your ass for free, basically.
For nothing.
Because you gotta do it again.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta run it back. They don't even know what you got. So you gotta drink that whole shit. You can't do nothing else because all you're doing is just shitting the whole fucking, from the moment you start drinking it till the moment you get to the doctor's office.
There's your diarrhea excuse, brother.
That's all you're doing. That's literally all you're doing. So did that. You know, up in the bed, waiting on them, that whole shit, even more anxiety. Then they're like, oh, it's only like 20 minutes, which was like, cool. But, you know, you got the super anxiety of they're about to put something in my fucking ass.
Yeah, man.
And that's the main shit, like, that niggas don't want to talk about.
Are you awake?
Scared of. No, so I'm about to tell you. So they hook you up to an IV. You wait around for a few minutes. Then they wheel you into the room. Then they put whatever the anesthesia is in your IV. Mm-hmm. You literally see the IV go from clear to like white. You're like, right. Oh shit. And within 30 seconds, you're out. You're out. Like,
you just flip your, like, little ass over and you got ass.
No, you're on your side.
Yeah.
I mean, you're making a joke, but you're going to have to do it. You older than me, my nigga. So you should be scheduling yours yesterday.
My nigga, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I got jokes. I'm just laughing at the jokes, my nigga.
I got a
HIPAA, man, but I'm already ahead of you, Jason. I already had it happen, bro.
Okay, then there you go. You laughing, but that's, you know what it is.
No, I don't care. I mean, I'm just saying. I know,
but I'm
anything
saying,
that,
like,
has to save my
I'm trying to help steward niggas. No, they don't, because you start on your line on your side, my nigga. You're lying on your side, bro. They don't flip you, my nigga. Like, like, what are you talking about?
Andy's fighting the flip, dog. He's fighting the flip, man.
Oh, they flipped you, Trey?
They flipped me, man.
They flipped you. Oh, they didn't flip me, my nigga.
Yeah.
I get flipped. Yeah.
Cool. I got
fighting the flip, man. That's the pause of the month right there, bro.
Nigga, how does having a flip off? Hold on, how does I think Beat Nuts for Tyrese get beat within like 20 minutes? Within 20 minutes.
Oh my god. I mean, I knew the conversation was gonna get childish. I'm not even surprised.
No, so. Just power through it because it really is informative. It's just,
yeah. especially for black men. So another part of the situation that also scared me but was reality and, you know, was a big part of my journey through this process was I found out a friend of mine, and we weren't close friends. I'm closer with his brother, but a friend of mine passed away from it at 37. And so his dad has been advocated from it meaning colon cancer and colorectal cancer, which is like, there's different cancers you can get like within your colon and your intestines. So I spoke with his dad a lot. His dad has been an advocate for younger men, especially, you know, men of color, but younger men in general from 21 to 45 to get a colonoscopy so they can see if you have any, basically what it is, like you have these polyps on the inside of you, and if it's early enough, they can remove them. Sometimes they're, you know, benign or whatever, and or they could be cancerous, and, you know, obviously the earlier stage that you find it in, the better. So luckily I didn't have that. And it was hemorrhoids, which is something else, which is a more common, you know, thing that men get. But yeah, it's a serious thing, you know, that's happening to younger and younger people. And that's taking us out. And so it was interesting just to, you know, watch all the videos from other people who are suffering from it. And, you know, obviously that added to my anxiety a little bit, but, you know, ignorance is bliss and knowledge is power. And so I prefer to be on the knowledge side of things and like have a better understanding of whatever it is going on once I get involved with it.
I'm gonna tell you right now, man, I'm one of those people where it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel fine. So I think I'm gonna just chance it.
Yeah.
But like, I know, like, you got to do it. I got to do it. Man, that's a lot.
Childish.
But I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm more like, if you told me like which one of these do you think you're more likely to do, I think I'm way more likely to do a colonoscopy than I am fucking prostate check, because that's the one where now you wide awake. Right. You wide awake and you just there and motherfucker pull out the glove and
look at like, this nigga, man.
But that's
he about to eat a cow tongue taco and nigga just found out last minute and spit that shit out. Like, gotta go do it, bro.
Yeah, you gotta go, because that's what they did preliminarily when I first went to the doctor. They like checked my prostate. And then, like, I had to get the colonoscopy.
Hey, I'm just letting y'all know, nigga, I ain't gay. All right, go in.
So just to end the story, so everybody can.
Hey, wait.
Because y'all.
Right before I pass out, it's just like, pause.
y'all scaring everybody. I got to tell everybody, when you wake up, you don't feel anything. It doesn't feel like somebody was just put a camera in your butt or nothing. Like, you get up. Like, everything is normal. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that because that's the number one scary thing, right? Is not only am I awake during it, but also when I wake up, do I feel
sore? Like, what?
Do I feel violent? Exactly. No, it's none of that. You feel like,
you know what?
You just woke up from a nap. It's regular. There's nothing.
That's covered by my insurance, right? Like,
yeah, and it was covered by my insurance. So I got Kaiser.
I'll do it.
So if you have, you know, regular health insurance, you should be able to get it with no cost to you. The only thing, so there's two things in the aftermath that was interesting. So, I mean, a bunch of things, but one, some guys were reaching out to me saying that they have tried to get one and that because they weren't at risk or they weren't, you know, there was no immediate, like, danger or anything, like the doctor wouldn't let them get it. So there is a possibility, like if you're too young and you don't have any health risk or anything, that certain medical whatever won't let you get it. And the other interesting thing is, so many people, when I made the post on Instagram, so many people reached out to me because they were having their own issues, you know what I'm saying, and were scared like I was scared. And like probably more people than have reached out to me about anything other than like a music video, like a lot of people. So obviously there's a lot of niggas, a lot of men who are dealing with gut issues that are probably severe, who is not telling anybody nothing. And go to the doctor, y'all. That's the moral of the story. We kind of had the jokes now, but yeah, that's it.
Damn. That's crazy, man. Like,
hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
I'm glad your ass is good.
Me too, Trey. Me too.
All right, man. You know, we got one last fucking topic, man, because I got shit to do and y'all got shit to do. Aiden Ross and 21 Savage had a, like, I'm with Amin now, because again, I already got duped on this fucking Childish Gambino 21 Savage movie. Shit. So at this point, I don't put it past anything, especially since 21 Savage is now selling gambling merch. This nigga's selling three D6 dice and a velvet bag that costs $25, or regulation playing cards that are $15. This all comes after 21 was roasted online for allegedly using marked cards against streamer Aiden Ross during a stream. 21 denied any knowledge of the cards. However, he said he would honor his debt and pay Ross the full amount he owed. The rapper had been down $400,000 at one point in the stream. He then made a miraculous comeback, eventually cashing out with Ross owing $120,000. So
that's it. I don't know, man. It's hard for me to fully roll with Amin. I'll roll with Amin, but the Nick looks so
Amin
shifty.
Is undefeated with the allegations, man.
But you gotta admit, the nigga plays the character of a shifty nigga very well.
Sure.
Who 21?
21 Savage.
Wait,
I don't know.
So you mean to tell me you can sniff out the trailer, the movie trailer, movie, whatever that all that crap was, but we're supposed to believe that the next thing is real? Like, I thought you'd be team 100% with Amin on that one, fam. I'm kind of shocked.
Because when I saw the trailer, and just from a filmmaking perspective, I could just see immediately that it wasn't a movie. Like,
no, I give you credit for that, but I would just think that he's on a roll right now. Like, he's obviously got something he's about to come out with. Like, he's, why not keep the party going?
I mean, I think it's very plausible, possible, most likely the reality. So I'm not disagreeing with Amin. I'm just saying, like, he may have had some past experience.
Oh, yeah.
In this,
oh, yeah.
In this, you know,
this situation. Ain't his first. This ain't his first rodeo.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. From the looks of things, this is a story written based off of facts. Possibly
based on a true story.
Sorry, yeah, this looks definitely.
I mean, people always get cracked by some trick shit, but
that's all I was gonna ask. Like, have y'all ever?
People might get your ass killed, so don't try it.
I've actually gotten. I'm not gonna lie. I've actually gotten tricked on the ball.
No, come on. How old are you?
Oh, you fell for the.
Yeah.
Did you get your money back?
Come on, you never get your money back.
Who gets their money back?
You never get your money back, yo.
He's fucked up. All right, one phone call.
Yeah, no, I was young. One phone call. I mean, I was like, I was
hey, $20.
No, I was early. You know 20s. Me.
No, but at one point in time, again, I used to shoot dice. I picked up a gambling habit too, Jason.
Yeah,
I've been gambling $10 to $30 on this motherfucking FanDuel.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I've been hitting.
Yeah, I'm giving up gambling for February. So Sugar was January.
I'm just telling you, I got the parlay hitting right now. Bradley Beal first shot back in Washington.
Now, you going that crazy? No, that's crazy. You getting to some real exotic venues.
Hey,
you don't do in-game props and stuff.
Listen, $30, $2,700 back just for 3-pointers first shot. I like my odds back in Washington. All I'm seeing is. Yes, it's today tonight, at 3:30. So my thing luck, is, brother. All I'm saying is, I mean, I'm cool. But you have to be okay with losing the money, first of all. Secondly, I used to shoot dice in high school religiously, right? Mm-hmm. And it got to a point where I was doing loans.
You was giving out loans? I was giving out loans,
which gave me a little bit more breathing room to kind of do it. But I watched somebody get murdered. During the dice game. So my thing was
during the dice game, right there.
During the dice game, bro.
At school?
So I was off campus. But
okay.
The thing was I quit after that because it wasn't like that, but I just didn't know how serious that shit got. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to shoot in high school, like nigga, like you know what I mean? Like, again, somebody paused me the other day, right?
They was like, damn, these niggas are taking this shit seriously, aren't they?
That's what it was. You know what I mean? Because I'm, you know what I mean? Like, you got dice, you got your own shit. I'll go to the corner store, get my little red dice, you know, make sure they not tricked, show everybody here. And I was pretty good with it. But then I noticed niggas start going higher and higher and higher. You know what I mean? I'm high school, bro. So, I only could do so much. But it got to a point where we shot outside in somebody else's neighborhood. And that was like, you know,
road games are different, bro.
And that was a whole different ball game. But the crazy shit was, he was like, did y'all see something? I'm like, no, gotta go. And that was it. I was out the game, but I used to really be into it. So when I met Jason was telling me about gambling. I wasn't fucking with gambling no more. So now the parlay shit, I be doing it like the slot machines. It's not my own money because it'd be money that I get. So I get like $100 and play 10, 20. 30. I don't go no more above 30. But when I lose the money, I usually win at least 2 times out of the 10 that I'll probably play out of the 100, right? And then I'll take out the money and then leave if it's an odd number out. So if I won $680, I'll leave $80 in there and I'll play until that. But I don't reload. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a peak. If niggas catch me saying, hey, I got a $100 bet or 200, I'm gone. Come get me. Come save.
You got to gamble responsibly, man. That's my best advice.
Well, listen, first of all, I'm the nigga that in the bank. You know what I mean? So I still got to keep this money for real flowing because I live in New York.
Yeah.
You don't keep this money flowing here, nigga going to be on the sidewalk. Like, hey, I remember this nigga Trey, bro. What happened?
Hey, man.
Nigga going to be back.
You want these cheeseburgers, man?
You know what I mean? You know, it can never be me. It could be you in minutes. So I'm very mindful. You know what I mean? I know what type of money I got to hit every month to add up to my habit. You know what I'm saying? I like to eat out, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a habit. All right, let's wrap this shit up. All right, thank you again to Trey, to Jerv, to Jason. Thank you guys listening. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You get all the extra content, like the new and improved OG podcast. like the Cinephobe watch-alongs, the Cinephobe special edition, the NBA game watch-alongs. We're firing that back up as well. Make sure you're locked into all of that. Till next time, stay black, motherfuckers.